Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new interest in old homes. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gatzacker. Affordable housing is in short supply in Ohio these days. One recent study estimates there's a shortage of more than 270,000 units. And in some areas, new construction isn't keeping up with demand. But one Ohio University researcher has a possible solution. He calls it heritage housing, and he joins me now. Brent Lane, welcome.
Hello, Erin. Thank you for this opportunity.
Brent, what is heritage housing?
A heritage house is just generally a house that's 50 years or older. We think of it as the pre-1970s housing stock. And they tend to be quite numerous in many of our small towns, but also regrettably quite often in a poor state of repair. That has a lot of negatives. You know, they look bad, they detract from the attractiveness of the community, but probably more importantly, with an era of more flexible work through hybrid and remote work, those houses can become quite desirable properties for first-time homeowners who have the opportunity to move into some of our small towns while working remotely.
Tell me more. How can communities benefit by investing in these old houses?
I would say first, change the way you think of them. When we see older homes in our communities, we often say, what a shame, and they continue to deteriorate till they become a blight. I think too often we've underestimated what the market opportunity is in this new remote work environment. So there are people who would like to move to our small towns. There is a very limited amount, not just of affordable housing, but houses at all that can be inhabited by first-time homeowners. Fixing up older houses, the heritage houses that are 50 years or older, can meet that demand. And at the same time, fixing those houses creates jobs and income by the people who fix the homes.
Yeah, well, I imagine some people would argue that, you know, older, dilapidated houses just aren't worth the cost to fix up and that it would be easier to just build new ones. So is this heritage housing a cost-effective solution?
It is easier quite often to build a new home by tearing down an old one, but it's not the wiser approach, and it is certainly not proving to be the less expensive approach. But regardless, this is not an argument against current affordable housing programs. It's an argument that says, in addition to building new affordable homes, we also have the opportunity to restore some of these heritage houses because we have a new market of buyers, people able to move to these communities because of remote and hybrid work.
How realistic is it for communities to pursue this option? You know, are there any places in Ohio that are considering investing in their so-called heritage housing?
I think Ohio has a real strong advantage in this area. The state has already intervened in the form of things called land banks, which in many cases are dealing with and demolishing homes beyond the stage of repair. But there's also an opportunity for that same kind of organization or something comparable to intervene earlier while the house is still repairable and fix that up and work with developers in selling those houses.
That was Brent Lane, Senior Executive in Residence at the Voinovich School of Leadership and Public Service at Ohio University. Brent, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Erin. I hope we'll have an opportunity to pursue this as it develops.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.